This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. Tony Perkins, the president of the Family Research Council, said on Tuesday that he believes Donald Trump as president would actually be beneficial to the LGBTQ community. Perkins' organization is one of the leading Christian conservative groups in the country promoting homophobia. His statements came after Trump held a closed-door meeting with evangelical leaders in New York. Outside the meeting, hundreds of LGBTQ activists and their supporters gathered for a massive rally. Angela Peoples, the co-director of the grassroots group Get Equal, released a statement saying, quote, "We are here to protest Donald Trump and the conservative Christians who embrace him, because the xenophobic, racist, and homophobic lies that Trump and his followers tell every day have real-world consequences." Angela Peoples now joins me. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Sonali. I'm happy to be here.
Thanks so much for joining us. Well, first, tell us what happened outside the closed-door meeting. We have a few photos of this rally, and there's been a little bit of media coverage, but not enough. Describe what was going on.
Yeah, so there was a meeting. It was an all-day meeting yesterday that was actually pegged as like a conversation between Donald Trump and evangelicals, because there's so much struggle and concern with among right-wing evangelical voters with supporting Donald Trump. So the goal was to try to bring those sides together. But we saw this as actually a coming together of the multiple hate forces in our country that really helped create the circumstances that we saw lead to the mass murders of LGBT folks of color in Orlando, and the day-to-day violence that LGBT people, again, specifically people of color, face. And so we went to that. There was a press conference following where all of the evangelical leaders were talking about how great the meeting was, and they think, you know, things are going to be supportive for Donald Trump. And we, one, wanted to interrupt that conversation. We wanted to interrupt the idea that these two forces of hate can just come together and continue to demonize people of color, undocumented LGBTQ immigrants, target Muslims, and get away with it, and really cause the violence that we see every single day that everyone's, you know, outraged by at this point. Myself and my fellow co-director Heather Kronk were able to get inside the press conference and interrupt, and then we actually exited and went outside to stand with the folks that were rallying. But additionally, you know, I was sort of hanging out and trying to be available outside of the press conference for any reporters that had questions. And I, you know, we saw Tony Perkins walking out. And, you know, Tony Perkins, again, has been championing hate and anti-LGBT rhetoric and legislation for decades. And so he's really the face of the violence for a lot of folks. And so, you know, being able to go straight to Tony Perkins and ask him, you know, what do you have to say for yourself? Do you actually understand that your hate leads to violence, leads to death? Do you understand that your lies lead to suicide, lead to, violence and bullying and families kicking their children out and all of those things? And so really being able to go straight to Tony Perkins as an example of the rhetoric that Donald Trump espouses and that the rest of the evangelical groups do. You know, we went to him and he didn't have any answers. He had nothing to say when I asked him, you know, what do you take responsibility? Do you understand that you are on the hook for stoking the flames of hate? He didn't have anything to say to the families of the 49 victims that were killed in Orlando. He didn't have anything to say to the millions of LGBT folks that are facing housing instability, unemployment, the threat of suicide and depression because of the homophobic culture that his organization sustain.
And in fact, I want to play a video of your confrontation with Tony Perkins that's been posted to social media. My guest is Angela Peoples. She's the co-director of Get Equal. Here she is on Tuesday confronting Tony Perkins.
What do you have to say for yourself, Tony Perkins? You are responsible for hate and lies, a culture that has fueled violence against our community. What do you have to say for yourself, Tony Perkins? Your organization has created a culture of violence, those lies that you tell, anti-LGBT hate speech. What do you have to say for yourself, sir? You are responsible.
Excuse me.
You are responsible.
in the way.
All of this violence. You see those 49 people that were murdered in Orlando? You created that environment, sir. You are responsible, you and your organization, for decades. What do you have to say for yourself, sir? What do you have to say? Say something, because there have been millions of people that have been
murdered. Excuse me.
Say something.
You're disrupting right now.
Obviously, he is disrupting the lives of millions of people.
Get around the way.
Murder. Every day, the lies that you tell, you're disrespectful. You speak hate and you speak violence against LGBT people, and it results in murder. It results in suicide every single day. What do you have to say to those people? No words, just violence. That's it, huh? Nothing. That's all you have to say. We don't want your prayers. We don't want your prayers, Tony Perkins. We don't want your lies. We want you to stop being homophobic. We want you to stop the hate.
Angela Peoples, the co-director of the organization Get Equal, which organized the rally outside the meeting that Trump had with evangelical leaders like Tony Perkins. And on the inside, of course, he was meeting. Angela, you managed to make it into the press conference, and this confrontation was really interesting. I want to parse a couple of things that you said. You basically blamed Tony Perkins for creating, for essentially being responsible for things like the suicides that we see among LGBTQ people, and even murder. Those are really heavy accusations. How do you explain that?
I mean, for me, it's a really direct correction. You can't, you cannot say things like, trans people are violent or sexual predators. You can't say things like gays or lesbians are an affront to God, you know, him or themselves. You can't say things like these people are ruining our country or ruining our families, and then not expect the people to respond, and especially if you're have a congregation, right? Like you have people like Tony Perkins that are pushing legislation that's literally trying to put people back in the closet, trying to get them to live in fear, trying to get them to hide from themselves, to hide from their families. And that's a culture of violence, right? Like they say things, you know, we have to protect our families by any means necessary. And for a lot of folks, again, you see the violence showing up at Donald Trump's rally. You see the violence showing up when you, even against the Black Lives Matter movement, and these are all, it's all connected, right? Because the language and the vitriol and the really lies that these organizations are telling about LGBT people are the same that they're telling about Muslims in this country, the same that they're talking about Black and Latinx folks in this country. So the line is very clear.
And of course,
right?
we should really keep reminding ourselves that the majority of the victims in Orlando were queer people of color. And all that we heard from evangelical leaders and conservatives like Tony Perkins was thoughts and prayers. That was another thing that you brought up in your confrontation with Tony Perkins. You said, we don't want your thoughts and prayers. Is that the sort of standard thing that we constantly hear? Because the issue of gun violence is also something that these leaders don't want to confront.
Yes. And in our point is you cannot... you know, lay down the groundwork for an environment that tells people to hate themselves and other people to hate them as well, and then send your thoughts and your prayers to those same people. You actually can't. And our point is, we don't want your thoughts and your prayers. We want you to stop causing this violence. We want you to stop creating the feeding into this culture of fear and hate that leads to trans women being killed by the people who, and same for a lot of folks, people that love them, who are afraid to even love trans people because they're being demonized by people like Tony Perkins. And so the violence is, they are responsible for the climate, and that the climate creates the violence, and there needs to be accountability to that. And I also think that particularly in this moment when folks are galvanized by the shooting in Orlando, we need to make sure that we don't distract from the root causes. Yes, access to guns is a huge issue. Yes, you know, the perceived, education or even radicalization, if you will, of some of folks who are attracted, who are looking to overseas or international terrorism is an issue. But even more deeply and across the spectrum, whether you pass gun legislation, whether, you know, demolish ISIS, in the United States, there is a culture of hate that will not be changed by any of those things. And we are trying to make sure that in this moment where folks are thinking about the lives of LGBTQ folks, again, especially folks of color, that you recognize that if you want to stand for us, you also need to stand against hate. If you want to stand for us, you also need to stand against folks who call our undocumented sibling illegal. So you also need to stand against those who would allow the police to brutalize Black folks. And so this is not an opportunity or a moment to say, okay, just guns, okay, just terror, like, you know, international terrorism. This is a moment for our country to really sit with the climate that we are in of violence and hate, and really point out who has created that and push back on that.
Angela, there is so much hypocrisy too, especially among these evangelical leaders, and I'd love your comments on that, because they constantly talk about morality and values and then use that framework to spread hate against the LGBTQ community. And it was interesting that Jerry Falwell tweeted a picture of himself with Donald Trump in his office. And right next to them on the wall behind this photo was Trump posing with a Playboy bunny, a porn star. You know, and Falwell totally dismissed this, the double standards that people are calling out. I mean, how do you sort of see these kinds of deals that people like Trump make with evangelical leaders, and that a lot of GOP leaders, not just Trump, but a lot of even establishment Republicans, the kind of devil's deal that they do with evangelicals to get votes, as being just reeking of hypocrisy?
Very much so. And you know, it was interesting during the press conference before Heather and I interrupted, a couple of the speakers talked about the culture shift. You know, they really want to make sure that people, evangelicals and Christian voters, turn out, but they also want to do culture shift. And it's so interesting to me because, they talk about family values and all that as if the LGBT people are not somebody, a part of somebody's family, as if, the culture that they are creating is not actually not just actively anti, but violent towards a whole group of people. You talk about love in the Bible and God's the God's, you know, kind of most important commandment is loving the neighbor, except, and for them, it's accept all of these other things. And I think the other thing that is, you know, in terms of the hypocrisy, is that many of these folks are, especially the leaders like Tony Perkins, are making 6+ figures, you're really gaining a lot of wealth off of pushing this agenda of hate and violence. But then the people that they're pushing it to, that they're stoking this fear in, are struggling to make the ends meet, right? And they talk about, small churches who send their pastor to come to New York to have this conversation. But they don't. So basically, they're encouraging their parishioners to invest in hate. And it's not just hypocritical. It's actually really sad and dangerous,
right?
Because of how much energy they put into selling lies to people about their own family and maybe even about themselves. There's so many queer and trans folks that are that grew up in churches and are just closeted because they don't know. They've been told that they're dirty, that they're bad, that they are affront against humanity, and that leads to even more violence.
Right. I mean, sexual orientation doesn't, it's everywhere. People's sexual orientation doesn't respect religious or racial or any other kind of boundaries. People are who they are.
Exactly.
And then our culture, of course, pressures people into sometimes not embracing who they are or not being able to embrace who they are. Now, I want to share with our audience what was happening outside the meeting as well, because, you know, we give voice to some of these folks who get a lot of media time. And I want to play another video of a member of the rally who addressed the crowd there in the rally organized by Get Equal.
Sexual orientation is an illness, a disorder. He also met with a man who is crazy enough to think that allowing trans people to use the restrooms of their choice will only allow sexual predators to prey upon women. He also have curried favor with a man who equates same-sex love with pedophilia, who insists that gay men are more likely to sexually abuse children than heterosexual men, who has said that the anti-bullying It Gets Better campaign is just an attempt to recruit kids to a homosexual lifestyle.
Shame!
Let us stand firm against the hypocrisy whereby a person who seeks to lead our country claims to be a real friend to our community while making common cause with some of the most repugnant homophobic bigots in the land.
And that was the voice of Omar Sarwar, who is a gay Muslim activist, Pakistani-American, very outspoken activist, who described to the crowd gathered outside the bizarre interactions that he had with people inside this meeting, homophobic people, anti-trans people, people who just had really, really bizarre beliefs. Finally, Angela Peoples, let's talk about the challenges that now remain, not just in front of the LGBTQ community, but in front of all social justice loving people in the United States who realize that this is a fight for our lives and that really raising awareness is really important. We've made a lot of strides nationwide in terms of public awareness and public understanding of the rights of the LGBTQ community, but it seems as though just as that progress has been made, you have radical elements that are pushing for regression. So how do we meet this challenge?
You know, it's a great question, Somalia, and I think that part of what we need to do is to really be honest about with ourselves. There is a lot of, in our country, we have a history, especially when, you know, large tragedies or moments happen where we want to find the quick fix, and we want to, you know, something to make us feel better. But the truth is, like I said, whether you enact a gun, you know, you get rid of some of the guns on the street, or you come up with the, you know, some magical strategy to demolish ISIS and even international terrorism forces. It's not just this one organization. There will still be this culture of hate. And so the challenge is really, and I think particularly for people who identify as progressives or liberal, to really sit with the reality that is this culture of hate and violence. Right. Sit with the fact that there's someone like the shooting in Charleston, that there are people that, yes, they have access to guns, but there are people who are being fed a steady diet of hate, fear and phobia against our own citizens. And that will almost always continue the violence. And so I think the real challenge is for us to be honest with ourselves and have some of the very, very tough conversations about how fear and hate are used in this country to maintain power. And access for the very, very few and keep the rest of us out.
Angela, give out a website for Get Equal.
Yes, it's getequal.org, www.getequal.org. And you can also check us out on Twitter at Get Equal. It's capital E, it's the Get and capital E-Q-U-A-L, one word. And you can also follow me on Twitter at MS Peoples.
And we'll post those links to our website later today. Angela, thank you so much for spending this time with us.
Thank you for having me, Sonali. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Angela Peoples is the co-director of Get Equal. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com.